Blog Talk Radio.
To be present once more. We are getting terrific wind and rain right now in my part of Florida, and it's wonderful to see this great blessing that most people, uncivilized people, do not cherish. The signs that you don't see anybody except weather forecaster, like anybody on the street, talk about the mighty acts done by the gods. Give us the rain, right? And unless we read and understand the wonderful Elohim, the Elohim gods that came to earth and have done all the wonderful things that we human beings, civilized human beings, can come to magnify the great gods. And it is a sad thing, and for those of us who come to the realization that it is such a sad thing that we have homosexuals that came into the world and their interest is not about civilized things, except they enjoy the things that the gods have brought, and they somehow become a part of these civilized things, and all they do is make a mockery of it. Well, for those of us who realize what the glory of it is, we are going to pursue living the life that is pleasing to our creators. To follow human way that perverts the ways of the gods, that is where we have lost our divine connection. Those of us who are awakened to it will pursue the greater life right here as we are alive until the final days are for us has come and we would have done our time here. So I want to talk a lot the situation as I see it, because we have had many African people dedicate themselves to speak out against the injustice and that unless we begin to see the light of civilization for what it is and live the way we are supposed to live, it will be the sign that we understand what the BC era is like. If we don't realize what the civilized world is, how it began, and how we should address the civilized world as we are alive, it will be the greatest misfortune, because things are never going to go right. Now, my finding is, why are the African people giving up to what we call believing in church, in Christianity? Why? Answer is one that hardly anyone can digest. However, I got a book by an editor, whose name is Arnold A. Rago. And this is an anthology book written by, you know, different writers. And this editor who put this anthology together, there is a portion of what he wrote in it and lamented about the name Jews and Gentiles. In fact, there is no Jew or Gentiles. It is a big story for us to understand. And unfortunately, if we don't read to understand why we have a name called uncertain, what we think is certain human beings, then there is a thick psychological darkness that prevents the African people from understanding in our time here today, AD Anno Domini time, that back in the 2000 years ago, which is close to the end of the BCE era, when there was no church at all, you wouldn't see the word church into any literature before 2000 years ago, 2023 years. There was no church whatsoever. No church. And it was only polytheism, civilization, with kings ruling and stuff like that. But from the Europeans who settled in Europe 1.5 million years ago, since they come into being and are called a species, their identification, their proper origin, their proper origin identification is hominid primates. That's what is in the World History textbook. Oh, there was no other human being in the world, you know, for the time that it is recorded, 3.5 million years, when they came about and was named, they were called like bipedal, walking upright, the first creatures to walk upright on earth when there was no human being. Neither was there the gods. They did not come to earth as yet when these hominids developed on earth for like almost 4 million years. But it's 1.5 million years ago that they left Africa and migrate and settle down into Europe. Europe is not, when, all right, they were uncivilized as they were for all that time. The hominid primates, they've been naming that for as long as they have been known, to exist. Now, what changed? Because they were alone in the world. Can you digest that? Well, what in it for you not to digest? When I grew up in the church, I don't know anything else. How about you? Now, if you have a house, a empty house, and it's already to be inhabited, what are you going to do? You're going to move in your things in there. That's what you're going to do. All right. But what are the frequent reason why a house is empty? What are some of the ways you see a house is empty? And I'm not telling whether it's a new house or what. I'm just throwing the question out so that we all can have a good sense of what I am talking about. Because as you know, when we familiarize ourselves with the different elements of what's being talked about, makes it easy for us to relate to things and to follow the elements surrounding the issue, so that, you know, we learn a lot, so that when we hear people talking foolishness, we don't go that way. We don't go the way they are talking, because until we follow the context of an issue, we're not going to be able to, like, make good conversation. See, because when a person does not understand, when you do not understand issues properly, a lot of error is going to develop, and then we have a lot of confusion, contradictions, and cannot resolve the issue the way it is to be understood, because issues is divided into two parts then. I mean, satisfy what I'm talking now. The two part is tangible and intangible. So the intangible part is the part where we talk about the thing to simplify, and why it is important for us to understand how to put the thing into context by reasoning properly about the subject matter. And when we don't do that and cannot bring it to the tangible part of it, when you need to put it together and see, now you have the product, right? Before, the product was just the intangible element where you talk about it. So if you understand what I'm saying, when you have a house, before you build a house, you talk about what you're going to build, or you reason what you're going to build. You're going to build this house. How many rooms and how many bathrooms and whatever else you're building. If you don't plan out, you know, a builder is not going to be able to build the house for you if you don't have a plan. Otherwise,
the builder is going to, let's say, build anything he chooses to build, you know, and are you going to just, I maybe it could happen, but the way I know we build buildings, whether it's a house or something else, it's, you have the plan. You have to have a plan. So let's make it be that you need a plan. We're not saying you couldn't build it without a actual plan, right? I'm not going to talk about that now. The exception. I'm talking about the rule. The rule is we need a plan to build a house, the building, whatever. But let's call it the house right now. Before you build your house, you need a plan. Before you get that plan, what do? You're thinking about it. You're going to use your brain to think about it, like, say, well, then you want, a 5-bedroom house and a 3-bathroom or something like that. Just think about that. That you see the two elements I talk about, maybe you didn't understand exactly what I mean by two elements. So now can you see the two elements? Because we are talking about now the tangible and the intangible thing about an issue. In this case, we're talking about a house. It could be something else. So you can transfer it to anything else. Any issue that you want to pursue that will appear at some point as a physical object. A physical object. Anything you're going to talk about and plan, you will start off with the what you talk about now, you could say the spiritual part of it, okay? But what I mean to say is the part that is theory, in theory, right? You're talking about it. So you're talking about the tangible. The tangible is number 2, right? 2 and number 1. Number 1 is intangible. Intangible. So you get this? Anything you have in mind, it's in the intangible. Mean you're not dealing with the tangible part of it. So number 1, whatever you have, like the house that you're going to build, it is the rule, as far as I see. You talk about things first, and then you go from that theoretical part of the thing. You don't have any other object around the place about it. You don't get that far yet, right? So any issue we as civilized people talk about, it first come in your mind. Because when you were just being born, a baby, you weren't thinking about no house. You didn't get up to that point yet, that development, right? Good. So if you understand what I'm saying, rule of life, or they say rule of thumb, is that you first think about something like, oh, you know, if you're becoming an adult now and you're a man or a woman and you are now, you know, getting into your adult phase, right? You have some hormones inside of your body begin to talk to you if you're a male or a female, you know, because you have, you know, different information and instruction as to who you are, and nature is going to dictate to you who you are. Okay, I'm making this a long thing, but it is not as long as I am saying it. Other people may say this in a much quicker time than I do. So what I'm saying is, once we come into the world and we get to the point where we begin to plan things, we begin to want to do things, we start off thinking, right? If you are a man, you're thinking about having a girlfriend. Nature taught you that, okay? When you begin to think about you want a girlfriend, you don't see the girlfriend that you'd want to get close to, all right? You don't see that girl. But, you know, women are around, right? So, but this now is a part of the time of your life where you're getting into that maturity now to be with a companion. It's nature who's telling you that. In your brain, it's telling you that. If it's not beginning to happen in your brain, even if your mother or your father talk to you, if it's not happening in your brain, they can't relate to it. Well, something must be wrong with you. All right, we're not going to deal with that right now. We're dealing with a person who it is applicable to. This person is thinking, and this person is a male and or a female and begin to think in the, you know, like in the opposite direction. Normally, a woman is not thinking about another woman for a companion. Because first of all, what is not going to happen, a woman cannot impregnate another woman. We don't know about that. So I am not going to talk nothing about that. I'm not going to solve that type of problem with anybody, any woman who wants to be with another woman. We know right away that homosexuality don't breed and bring no children. Okay? Now, if you want to know how extremely it is for a man to think about a man as a sexual companion, it is totally outside of the arrangement of nature. Plain and simple. So if you have hormones talking to you that don't come with the conventional type of election, internal election, if you're electing to be something that your same sex, is relating to your same sex as, yeah. If your hormone is relating to another male like yourself, well, nature, positive nature, don't work like that. So therefore, you're not to live, you're not to try to live with other people who are people like yourself for a mate. You don't go into a culture like that. And that's what the white people are doing today. The European people are forcing we, the African ethnic people, to be homosexual. And why they got to get out? We are right now taking a stance that white people get out of our territory, because this is where the fall of mankind came about, where homosexuals begin to take control of our settlements. Everywhere we are, they come there. Okay? So what I'm trying to say to you, you cannot relate to homosexuals. You see? And if you look at homosexuals living among, you see a lot of evil going on there. Okay? Basically, that's the finality of what I am saying. Let me go back now to where I was, all right? And I want it to be understood very clear. Let it be understood very clear that whenever we are thinking anything, we start with the intangible portion of it. And that intangible part will lead us right down tangible, the actual object. Right? Object. So clearly, that's the way it is with everything that we do. There is the tangible. It's like when you get up in the morning, you lay in a bed, you sleep, and then when it's time for you to wake up and go attend to things you do when you're awake. Look at what I'm saying. You wake up, and we're talking about you are in a sober state. So you wake up sober person. It don't take a lot of time for your brain computer to start showing you what you're going to do. You're going to first clean up and set your room together, but of yourself, you're going to, like, you know, do your hygienic stuff, you know, and address yourself in the clothing that you are going to be in. All right. You may not take a whole bunch of time to figure out what you're going to do, but I tell you this, the principle of what I'm talking about is that you wake up. Because if you didn't wake up, you would have a health problem to deal with. But your brain is working good. You wake up, and now you're going to think about today's schedule that you have. So you're going to first clean up yourself, go to the go to the bathroom and fix yourself up, like I say, the hygienic time, and then you're going to get ready to begin to move things around, the physical thing. So that little thinking that you did to figure out what you're going to do tangible part of what I am saying, because you only think about that. And it is because your mind is functioning properly, you are able to attend. And there is the distance between your thinking and what you're going to move around. What you're going to move around, it's all a result of your decision, the intangibleness of what you're going to do. You just don't work outside of that. And it's not some people it attained to. Everybody with sense and is going to participate into something, not nothing. Therefore, my friends, if we have a record of the past, we have got to understand what that means. When we have a world history textbook, it's not a Bible. Do you see what happened? World history textbook relate to the BC era, not AD Anno Domini era. The world history is not about AD Anno Domini. It's not about sodomy, okay? And to make law and government to accommodate sodomy culture. No! That's why judgment is coming down. Judgment is coming down. When sodomy has taken over the world, you see what happened in Genesis 19. They were not accepted into Lot's house because they were sodomites. And they make it known that they want to fuck these two men. A whole society of them. That's what the Bible says. They want to fuck these guys bottom in a Lot's house. Now, we wouldn't be thinking in our right mind if we don't take that for nothing. When you read that in the Bible about homosexual attack a nobleman and bring them fucking asshole problem to this heterosexual man. Come down, swoop down on Lot and demanding. Look, we are talking about Donald Trump and what they call President Biden, the whole U.S. presidency. They say they only spend four years at a time, and if they are reelected, they do 8 years, right? That's all they say. You see, Trump decided to destroy that so-called constitution, right? And look at how these people with their fucking ass self are so out of order that they are going to like invade, colonize a people who don't fuck assholes. You think about that. You think about that. Now, we don't talk about, I just told you about where when they originate, they were totally uncivilized, unmistakable, and there was nobody else around. Not even the gods of above was not on earth. If you understand what I'm saying, you don't just shake your head and behave like I'm not making sense. I'm making every sense about civilization right now, when there was no civilization. Right? If you out there and you are taking it lightly, you can take it lightly, because whoever the Elohim that make up the civilized world, they in no kind of way at this moment grinning about that all of the people that they create, sane and sober people, become folks who turn homosexuals, and that all of our territories are full of homosexuals. Okay? Who say that they are running the world? And then when you trace their origin, you find out that, you know what? It is not possible that white people politically able, and they, and no matter what they do, and people may be entrapped by what they do and not fight to get out of that misery. They stay in misery. And now we have something that a cause that prevent us from fighting out of where we are. Whereas it's going to take a certain kind of intervention for us to get out of this AD fucking asshole white people and say that they are a government. They are not a government. Okay? But what happens when you're in the hands of a criminal who bombard you from gaining your liberty? What are you going to do? We have our brain to use and direct ourselves, have command over what we do. But now, can't you see that the African people are not in that position to free themselves? Because what? Usually government is what control people. Where these white people come from with their government? There is no space. There is no time for them to say they have government, except in the land where they settle, in Europe. All right? So where are they today? Care nothing about Europe. They care about everywhere the African people settle themselves. How about that? How about that? How about that is when you have a situation that must be treated before normalcy come about, somebody will have to think about it. To think about it. You can't just say, okay, and go on without you think about the situation and what must be done. Because first you start off with the intangible. You got to think about it, because that's how things are done. And you either have the sense to do it or you don't. And if you don't, you lose. But if you do, you will fix it. Well, we know that there is government before their time. We know that. Well, when we know that, It gives us the ability to begin to put your hands on things. You begin to set up a method, a way to remove the problem. Because now you know causes the problem. And all it takes is one person to figure it out when nobody else can. And what is going to happen here is, we know the custom about, you know, people pray to God and God, you know, would answer their prayer and stuff like that. Now we know that under this AD Anadamani, it's a new world order, and that since they just come along thousands and thousands of years, there is kingship, government, and kings ruling before they came about. Before these faggot white people come about and say they are civilized. If we trace and know how they come to be talking, since they weren't talking 3.5 million years, since we now know what get them talking, now you're talking about we're figuring out the intangible part of this problem. How do we fall under the yoke of sodomites? How come when under in the Bible time, when they're telling you what transpired, read that Genesis 19. And think about how did that come to be? Well, these people were around, and their desire, their interest is to, you know, to fuck somebody's ass. They don't want no children, but they just want pleasure or the fucking asshole. All right. They're not content with themselves doing it. Right? They have whatever hormones in them that make them want to do that. But they feel like doing their own culture, whether male or female, is not enough for them. Right? And they move on to a stage until they are going to force outsiders who are different culture. And the opposite of what history teaches, a culture is a set of people who are alike. One of the most unlike ways for sodomite to be having desire is to have desire of a different taxonomic blood of culture. They are totally out of any kind of good sense to now invade and force this other species to accept them coming into your body wall. It just don't work. When, like, we left Africa and on our way, these sodomites come and do exactly what they wanted to do with Lot to the two visitors. And they, with their disease, spew their disease on us into our system. Whatever they did, but their attack, you know, We know what they were saying to Lot, so we can understand exactly what our people went through. And now nobody can say, well, then that must be, it can't be true. Well, you read it in the Bible, so we don't need to guess what sodomite homosexuals do. Okay? Because the guy make it clear to Lot, say, look, we want to know him. And, hey, that's what it means to want to fuck somebody. You see? Because you read in the Bible that Adam knew his wife, knew. And that's what this man tell Lot. They want to get to know these two guys. And clearly, they make it very, very clear. Pontius to them was, look, I have two daughters. And you can take them and do whatever you want to do with them. That sounds crazy to me, but that's what they write. Meaning, it may not be true, but they are writing it as a matter of exactly what their intention really, really is. They are telling the world that they want to fuck Bati and they are going to go to other culture and force them to turn their body to fuck. Somebody may say, well, then why is he talking all that stuff? You know what? I have to talk about it because it is a defilement. And when somebody cannot get you to comply with something because they understand the foolishness what you are up to, that is one thing, when a person can defend themselves, like what Lot, in the case of Lot. They did not succeed, and they got injured, because there was a greater power there to slap them blind, right? In our time, when we were leaving Africa and coming out to the Western world, it wasn't just a few of us. It was, you know, many of our ethnic group that was traveling out into the Western world. There was nobody out here in the Western world. There has never been any human kind that inhabit the Western world. And so we were not harmed like the two men in Lot's house. It seems like Lot himself didn't have what it takes to deal with them on his own. But when these faggots outside about to break the door down and get in there, imagine that, how lustful these sodomites are. You think about it. It's about what they are going to do, like I'm saying to you. The intangible and the tangible. They thought about it. That's what they're going to do. Now, nobody can appreciate unauthorized people to break into your jurisdiction and do whatever they want to do. That's why there is law and order. Do you think there was law and order that time? Yes. But sodomite who want to fuck your ass don't care nothing about law, but their law. Their law. Now, I can't do anything now besides ask the Lord to help us. Because it is clear that a lot of us mine ain't working. We are retarded to the worst depth. And we cannot even tell that something is wrong with us. Because 100,000 years ago, they used their disease on us while we were traveling. And as long as sexual actions are being done by people, You know, if you get venereal disease, you know, where'd that come from? It has to come from these white people, because we don't know anything about no disease over the past 100,000 years when we were created, and for that rest of the time, we don't know, we don't read, we don't hear anything about there was disease. Now we know for sure, we have it on record, that these white Europeans, to have influence and to have control over the African people who is not in mix with their culture, but they come and introduce themselves and spew their disease that affects our brain. And over 100,000 years, we don't have much of a sense at all. And by not knowing that this is what is going on, we don't have our own people who have the expertise to fix us. From that point on, we don't have our own people to take care of us. You think about it. Okay? And because our brain is retarded, you want to know which bloc are you going to vote in for democracy? Republican or Democrats? That is where our mentality is. Doing something just like what they were doing in the Bible time. These people now are in control of us because they piss their disease into our system. And now we don't know no better. You imagine this? You imagine this. All right. So what is it now to blast these people away? It's not a military might at all. This did not come about for us to use a military to fight them. And look at what has been happening. We have been captive for all this time. 100,000 years ago, then we come up to 509 BC, where they come in now. They can call themselves any kind of name they want. They can call us Jews, they can call us Gentile, they can call us whatever they feel like, because 2,000 years ago, these white people, they by then go through the process of talking because they have our blood 100,000 years ago, and they began to have uncivilized babies that talk, and they went on for a number of years. Thousands of years until they have built up their own uncivilized culture, sodomy. And since they can talk now, they can work all kind of tricks, they can do all manner of things where we must stay away from them. You see? But then, once we have been infected with their disease, we lose our equilibrium. And the right kind of thinking. We have lost a lot of that. So that all around the world, the African people have been adjusted to be a lower standard. This is what is happening. How then do you think these sodomites come in and over you know, a period of time, because they didn't just jump in and do what they're doing, or like stage the coup. As far as I could see, that coup was planned by them. But it planned by them after they throw their disease into our body. They begin to, yes, use their sodomite fucking body spirit to throw it on us. And we were subjected to foolishness from right there. All the schools that are set up in the West Indies, I mean, you just remember 509 BC. These folks already, for thousands of years ago, realized that we are no longer the same people. They find that out. See, when they come up into America, you have a bright man like we call him Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela study and become a lawyer, but under what type of a concept did he become a lawyer? Wasn't a civilized one. It was as uncivilized as one could be. But he's an African man. But he's born to parents that is soaked with these sodomite disease. Yeah. Yes, this man we call Nelson Mandela. Yes. Yes, Nelson Mandela was not good for anything but for what these white sodomites want to do. They don't have any government, and he couldn't like tell them, hey, where are you going? That's what Nelson should be asking them. Where are you going? Because here's the record of civilization, where kingship is ruling the world. These sodomite homosexual European settlers, they don't have anything at all to offer civilization, except because they throw their disease on us. And therefore, that's clearance. That is the clearance for them access the possibility. Yeah. Access the possibility. It wouldn't happen otherwise. Nelson Mandela alone would have kicked them out. Now, the only people The only people is going to escape this bondage of sodomite Europeans are people who are been healed of their mental retardation. They have got to see the light and recognize themselves in the light and decide that, oh, they don't belong to us. And able to manifest, to make manifestation that, look, folks, you cannot be here anymore. If you don't see that light to guide you away from them, they will always control you. You see? There is so much for us to learn and to adapt to our own nature. And don't let these fucking asshole idiots to talk about their government. Because AD Anadamani, that they make to kill us whenever they want, it's not a government. It's not a government. AD Anadamani is the worst sick idea that ever be. And they're talking about a new world order. There cannot be any new world order. It's impossible. It's just like you're talking about Christmas and Easter. What are those? Or you, what to call it, Halloween? Halloween. Halloween. You see what I mean? We have the record to show no white people, just like they were, hustling Lot. And see what the God did, because Lot was of the gods. And the gods just say, all right, you get out of the way. We'll fix their business. And the God did. So, as it is now, we have got to go through the same process that we are in a position now where we cannot allow these sodomites to tell us they have a government when our government been here, the only civilized government that the gods brought to earth and set up all our institutions, that I can tell you for sure. Just a second. If at all we don't come to the realization, it's not going to happen. We're going to be under these sodomites all the day of our lives. So I'm telling you now, the date is there for thousands of years, from 445,000 years. 445,000 years ago, kingship was on earth from that time till now. These sodomites, they have been around in Europe since 1.5 million years. What did they do concerning bring in civilization? Did they have civilization before they go up into Europe? No, it doesn't matter what iron they are chewing right now. These white fucking assholes, stinking fools, they are going to leave our territory. Because what I'm going to read to you, they have none of this at any time. When wisdom was lowered from heaven, the Sumerian king list, a record of rulers, cities, and even events, right? A record of rulers, cities, and events arranged chronologically, divide prehistory and history into two distinct parts. First, the long record of what had happened before the flood. Then, what transpired after the flood. They call it deluge. One was the time when the Anunnaki gods and then their sons by the daughters of man, the so-called demigods, ruled upon the earth. The other was when human rulers, kings, selected by Enlil, were interposed between the gods and the people. In both instances, the institution of an organized society and orderly government. Now, you imagine, this is the truth right here. It's not for white people. A de-anadamani is a sick disease kind of thinking. A de-anadamani has nothing to do with civilization at all. None whatsoever. And you can go out there and search all the good manuals, and it will never land you that white people belongs to any kind of civilization. Just not. So this author, Zachariah Sitchin, Christian don't like Zachariah Sitchin because he's writing Sumerian history, right? But he's writing what is on the those things that they wrote on, right? And so it is telling really transpire under civilization, not under a de-anadamani moon calendar. No, but the original that relates to the profound creation of hybrid human being. You see what I mean? That was the first humankind of civilized being. It comes from the gods who were civilized. You don't have civilization outside of that. So when these guys throw their ape disease and affect our brain over 100,000 years that produce a different kind of a people, whereas we are worshiping all of the idols and foolishness that they established. But they are the people who like to fuck your ass out. They make laws now, say, law under A.D. Anadamani. A.D. Anadamani is not law because they were violating the kingship law. when they begin to venture off into this, what they call New World Order, is there any new world in Sodomite people? You tell me. So this is what happened here. This is, in both instances, the institution of an organized society. Was there one before this? No. No. Society. Yes. He says, in both instances, the institution of an organized society and orderly government. So,
my friends, I am telling you the problem that we are having here today. Okay. Now, if this is not the truth, then where is the truth? Now, I don't need to ask anybody for affirmation because I read for myself the things that I am talking. And anybody could, like, call me 347-850-1358. And have a talk, anything that you're thinking about. What is the origin of our civilization, right? And people don't want to talk about it because they feel like a new world for them, and that's all they need. Now, let me tell you something. The history says that white people come from hominid, Homo erectus, okay? That's what the history says. And it is the same history that tells me who we are and what our species really is. Our species is wise sapien. That's where we come from, wise sapien. And 250,000 years ago, our species came about in Africa, okay? And we were created 200,000 years ago with the wise sapiens blood and the blood of the gods, the Elohim. That is the only truth on earth. So the point is, when they use their disease on us, they think they have it made. They don't have it made yet. And it won't be any yet. These Sodomites use something that they were sure would let them have the world for themselves. They can now make laws. That's what they think. They can now make laws to marry two men who like their asshole for sex, the women. And so they want now, why you think they want our schools and all these places? Why you think they jump in? They jump in and find a way to get the money. Now, they wouldn't get anything to run no government 509 BC, except we were under the curse of the ape disease. The ape disease
That's what we were being under. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. It would not happen. But now we are afraid of them because now the AD law is what they are using to control us. We don't know. It's no law whatsoever. It's filth. AD anno domini. If you can show them the law of kings, they'll drop book dead. You don't understand? When they realize that they don't have anything to rely on anymore, and all the system that they are running, it's not legit. It's not for our jurisdiction. We have jurisdiction. These idiot fucking fools want to talk about we are under their AD anno domini, 1220 AD. It's not real government jurisdiction that they have. It's criminal bogusness. I'm telling you, where we come from, where they come from, they must go back where they come from. But they want to come and destroy our lives. And of course, if we don't know what become of us and all these disease stuff that we are having, they are the ones who bring it to us. We don't sit here and try to let them continue to destroy us, because that's what they are doing, is distinction they are working on. They want to call themselves by our identity now. Just like they talk about we were Jews 2,000 years ago, but now we no longer Jews. They are the Jews. Look, do you know how many kind of acts like that these sodomite and civilized nothing are using against us? Using against us. Yeah. So I'm telling you, the hands writing on the wall. We got to get these sodomites out. You hear me? That you must know when things are falling down around you, the God is getting rid of them. And you must get out from among these fucking ass idiots. Okay, we're going all over the place and doing all the things they want. Under the concept that this is their new world order. You see what I mean? All right. It says here that in those instances, the institution of an organized society and orderly government, kingship, was stated to have been lowered from heaven, the Nibiru planet. It is emulation on earth of the societal and governmental organization on Nibiru. See that? Yes. That's what we have here today. But since they messed up our thinking, we don't know whether we are going or coming. Plan to free us from them. And that's what I'm telling you about. If you're not interested in it, you're going to go with them. And that is for sure. When kingship was lowered from heaven, begins the Sumerian king list. Kingship was in Eridu. In Eridu, Alulim became king and ruled 28 1,800 years. After other antediluvial rulers and cities, the list states that then flood swept over the earth, and it continues. Till the flood had swept over the earth, when kingship was lowered again from heaven, kingship was in Kish. From then on, the list take us into historical times. And then, my friend, the story goes on. Okay? It tells very clearly that everything about society is brought by the gods. And if you don't read to know it is true, well, you are left out. But here, before I go on a little further, let me just continue with what the truth is about us here today and where our mind is supposed to be. Although the subject of this volume is what we call science, and the ancients called wisdom, a few words about kingship and the good order of things. An organized society and its institutions. That's what these faggots have taken over. Since we don't have management skills anymore because of their disease. It says, kingship, the good order of things, an organized society and its institutions will not be out of place, because without them, no scientific progress nor dissemination and preservation of wisdom could be possible. Kingship was the portfolio of Enlil. This is not a joke. This is for real. The chief administrator of the Anunnaki on Earth. You don't think this is true, because you're caught up with all of these New World, Christmas and Easter order and all these kind of, you know, all these kind of Halloween kind of stuff. Okay? And we feel like we have everything to enjoy until we're dead, and we don't have to worry about no kingship, because these white people are taking you where you want to go. So it says, the portfolio kingship that I'm telling you about, the government that we have right now from way back 445,000 years ago, Enlil, the chief administrator of the Anunnaki on Earth. It is noteworthy that, as in so many scientific fields, where we still live off and build upon the Sumerian bequest, what they pass on to us. So does the institution of kings and kingship still exist? Because the laws are forever civilized laws. Okay? And we must maintain it. These sodomites. Having served mankind for so many millennia, Samuel N. Kramer in History Begins at Summer listed scores of firsts begun there, including a bicameral chamber of elected and selected deputies. This is the arrangement. Various aspects of an organized and orderly society were incorporated into concept of kingship. First and foremost, among them, the need for justice. A king was required to be righteous and to promulgate and uphold the law. The Sumerian society was one of livid. I got it wrong. He says, for Sumerian society was one that lived by the law. Many of school of the Babylonian King Hammurabi and his famous law code dating back to the second millennium. But at least 2,000 years before him, Sumerian kings had already promulgated codes of law. All right. So it goes on to tell us more things about how the civilized human being, how the gods and the civilized human being came about. My friends, listen. I'm not an indifferent person. I am serious about the record, not anything else. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I am certain that we can't do, we can't do without the sobriety of what is left on record for us. These white people are not in for no civilization whatsoever. So therefore, I am not in favor of nothing that call AD Anadaman. Because what? That is not civilized stuff. And when you can read and understand what living civilized being, that's all I am about. Since I found out information that gives me the reason hold on to the things I hold on to. If you don't want none of that, I don't want to have anything to do with anybody who I don't find to have interest in the civilized things that immovable. And if you want to believe in these white people and the kind of things that they are doing, when they get washed away with them and what they're doing, you go with them. Go with them. Go in their boat and go get washed away, or in their plane and something like that. Because to not being able to understand information comes to us in our time. What are you about them? No, that's not my business in a certain kind of way, because if you want to go that direction, you're going to go that direction. I am not going there. My thing is to persuasively come without talking stagabuck nonsense. I am talking the things that someone can confront me when they have, you know, have a different point of view and holding to something different. I want to be confronted. I want to be confronted. I like the argument and to show my what I am onto. The record of the past. You know, I have a friend the other day that, like, on quite a few occasions, I have differences with some of my people that I talk to, because some of them have, you know, the under the belly kind of idea. And they may talk some little good things, but if you go all down to it, they're talking some things that, you know, they hear people say things and they hook on to some of those things, but they can't pull something out of their heart and tell you, this is what I have read. They can't tell you that. And this friend of mine, he's telling me something that he, as it were, conjure up to himself. He's independent of sources that, like I am saying, there are sources here for us to follow. History is a record of the past. And if you want to, like, make up your own mind on something that just did not come from, you know, it's like you want to fix your car and your car give you a manual where, you know, you should be aware of certain kind of things if you, you know, for your car to be fixed and things like that. Now, if you decide, say, you don't want the manual, you can fix it yourself and things like that. Well, not unless you have your knowledge. Anywhere you get that right knowledge from, it's a good source. That's the way I see it. Whenever you decide that you're going to use common sense of the way you grew up in your society and things where you think about and you have, as it were, the equivalent of the right source based on what you are conjuring up, and you don't come from a historic source. If you don't come from the source that is passed on to you, don't tell me about the kind of things that you conjure up to yourself. It doesn't matter how it sounds. You go to school and learn to read, right? You wasn't going to be able to tell me anything unless you went to school and learned to read. Well, you want to take what you learn in school to make up your own kind of things. It doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. And a lot of people are suffering in this kind of way. I never got in that kind of frame of mind. I know I was a dummy. I know I grew up in the church, and I know that, you know, what I have learned in the church. And I did not fool myself about that. I know I must seek to learn. I must read to understand what come from the past. Know what is good from what is bad. I cannot equate myself to being one of authority. I don't go into the Garden of Eden that comes down to us to learn what happened. You see, you got to learn that. And don't fool yourself that you know this and you know that. And like, you know, you and God are good friend and stuff like that. And God leave the word here for us to read them and understand them. And yet still, the same person will talk about in the beginning was the word, but they're not with the word. So these kind of a little delusional things that affect us. I don't go down that lane. I never have that problem. If I'm telling anybody anything, it comes from source. You can disagree with me if you want. Like, it has happened to one of my communicating friend, who I thought was a well knowledgeable person. But then we were talking one day, and my friend told me about what we call this now, like the Epic of Creation that comes from the Sumerian. The writings that we have of Sumerian is not something that is, you know, can be second guessed. It has brought into a proper source for us to like look at the things that is being talked about in these sources. And if you have good sense to now gather up all these information and look at the world around you and see whether or not it is under the rating of AD Anadarmani, the New World Order by the Sodomites. No. What I read has to do with the world and time and space and who are the first beings to walk the earth and how many species are there here for us to be concerned with. That's my thing. Now, you think that I am going to go wrong following this source of information? I don't see in whatever way. Now, My source is telling me about when civilization happened on the earth here, and the calendar and everything like that. So you want to tell me that the Pope belonged to the civilization and to proper source that tells me that the gods who came to earth and replenished the earth and all of the number of the Elohim Anunnaki that came to earth and all the things they do on earth, I can see what they do. I don't see anything that these white people do. They can't even give you a date of anything they created in Europe. Anything they create in Europe is after they overtake us in the Western world. They begin to steal from us. Okay? You don't see anything that they have created to show that they were civilized at some time before our time in Europe. That doesn't happen. These homosexuals had nothing in Europe. And they don't have anything in the world is a textbook to prove that they were ever a civilized species. No, they don't have none. You don't see they don't have any recording of their history and who is their history. They are hiding it because everything that they have done that put them where they are, they do it as criminals. And with their disease on the African people. And if you think I am wrong, you have a whole bunch of opportunity to prove it. From the time I have been asking what kind of process the United States government go through to write their constitution. Oh, you know, what process did they go through? We know we have kingship government and kings ruling long before 509 BC. Okay? Where is the white people government before they come along into the Western world? They don't have none. Now, when I say I want white people out of our territory, I mean that. And it could be my tongue alone saying it. I'm not excluding the gods who do their great feat on the planet Earth. I am in a different category from them, because they created everything of civilization. And I am saying, I'm giving the great honor to what these gods have done. I am saying, I am going to reverence everything they have done. Nothing else. When I read this, they came to earth thousands of years ago, tell you, 445,000 years ago, okay? Yes, they came to earth thousands of years ago and ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment ever. They created mankind 200,000 years ago. That was ushered in they usher in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. So where would we come from? You know, right now, these white people, they have us as not coming from anywhere. No, they're crazy. Sodomites, they don't have any beginning of no civilization anywhere. None whatsoever. If you think they have civilized sense, well, you are still uncivilized in your thinking, even though you may be an African person. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. All right, now I can move on to the other portion. You know, it took a while for me to dig down deep enough to understand and come to this level of growth where I am not trying. I'm not trying to hold on. I am holding on because I know I'm going to die with what I have learned to be, and that nobody is like saying anything to me to like say, hey, here you have this and you have that, you can't be right. There's nobody giving me that. When I answer to some of the people that communicate with me, they just don't come back because they are too convinced of what they are thinking, and they are seeing they need to do a whole bunch of research before they come back and talk to me. That's what happens. The best of any one of them hasn't settled anything for me to think I need to like do some more research. It's that some of them really, really convince themselves of real foolishness. And where they would like to send me is someplace that nobody is supposed to go. Nobody is supposed to go where they would want to send you because they're full of too much foolishness that it's, incoherent. Very incoherent things that they feel is the truth. too incoherent. It is not traveling along the line where you could give it, you know, give it, I mean, some of your attention and really, really see what is there. No, because they started out drunk and it will never come back to become something sound. You see what I mean? When they think that they have it going, they find out that, you know what? They don't have anything worthwhile saying, because you need to come from a source. Come from the source. Because in this world, we have source, historic source. Don't feel like you of, you know, think up and know a lot of things of God, and you can't even say who God is. So what are you talking about? Anyway, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I am serious. Our most, our highest primary interest should be the source of what we know. The source of what you know. If you don't have enough sense to elect what is authentic is a word I can use for this. If you can't think of what is authentic and make distinction to know when it is inauthentic, you're not really getting along with anything. And when you are proud of not knowing what you're supposed to know, and you want somebody to accept your twisted ideas, that has no ranking of sobriety, that's too bad. It's too bad, but I had to walk myself back to the place where I begin to form a logical foundation of things. And I mean, it's not like some of us can go out and make up a logical basis of something far away from what good reason, good, you know, the logical tracking to build your way to where you will always get okay from someone who is logical and apply themselves. For example, when you hear something like this, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. What do you have to say to that? This is a proper piece of information that was published in the year 2000. Right? In the year 2000. And it is telling you about what the Pope apologized for. All right? And let's say you hear this for the first time and you're a Christian. And, you know, Christianity is about Christmas and Easter and all this kind of stuff, and about Jesus and all that. It took me a long time for me to find out the things them that are written in the Bible, a whole lot of it is not true, and the most essential part of it is not true. So the Bible is not the serious type of a book that I thought it was. proper, good, sensible reading. Don't carry me in the position I always believe, because I'm seeing too much lies, hypocrisy, and contradictions and confusion. You know what I mean? Contradiction and confusion. Too many of them don't make no sense. All right.
It's confusion. This is C-O-N, F-U-S-I-L, and confusion. Yeah. You see,
confusion. A lot of these things are out there and really causing a lot of problem for people, because the church is a place offer you confusion. That's why I tell you about believe on the Lord and thou shalt be saved. Believe is used for confusion and contradiction. You don't believe in something before you learn about it. That's why you went to school to learn to read. But go to church and hear a sermon saying you're going to go to hell, which is a lie, because they first predicate that you know, Adam and Eve are your foreparents and they were cursed by God. It's a lie. That's a lie. You see, and it's we're not going to find anybody to contradict that and show you why it is a lie. Take up the word and find out. So we are too buried into these things from childhood, and there's hardly anybody capable of telling you. Other, don't say there is not, but it is a hard thing to get good knowledge, to put you in the logical mindset to take you in the right direction. It's very difficult for you to really find somebody. I'm not saying you can't find anybody, because you have people who have found the right way to live. They don't claim to be, without blame or nothing like that, but they are trying to get rid of their blemish. Yeah. So do I. And I put myself in a position to understand something when I read it and not to interpret it different from what the word is telling me. So I have spent a lot of years trying to understand when things is correct from when it is not. So this Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. What you think about it? They are the one who established Christianity. But they are the first criminal on the ground. So when you're going to follow a pope that is running an institution and sending people out to convert you, you know, and you hear this, and you see the things that he said he has been doing, his church has been doing to the African people who have not done anything to them, and you don't bother with this because it's too confusing and stuff like that. You're going to church no matter. That's a pity. Some people just have a self confidence. Where they get it from, I mean, you know, somewhere where the devil is working a lot on confusing people
and give people confidence, like, you know, give you confidence, like, you know, you know what you're talking about, and nobody can convince you otherwise. That's what Christianity does, all right? And you know, if I am smart enough to find out that something is wrong with the Bible and can show you in a number of places Jesus never even existed, Jesus' character in the Bible is a liar, Saint Paul is a liar, and all these things I can prove to you, then, you know, it's going to take somebody extraordinary to really find some fault with me. I don't say I don't have fault. I am saying, yeah, you can find fault with me. But I tell you what, I would gladly learn to overcome any fault I can find, because I am serious about that. All right. Let's hear some of this that is provided here for me to, like, let you know what it is. Warning to not ignore world history. Record of only Elohim civilization. No gaze. So it's warning to not ignore world history record of only Elohim civilization, because that's what prehistory is all about. History, the world history record of only Elohim civilization. That's what life is all about. Not these gay church thing, Christianity. Because they've been killing us from, you know, how many, I mean, 2,000 years and more. Yeah, like, say, 100,000 years ago. That was before the church even come in, okay? So when you get to find out where we're coming from, and you get to find out that your mind is retarded, that's the reason why white people are running the world, you need to find out the truth from way back then. When they're telling about Adam and Eve, they are the one who invent this Adam and Eve that Christianity believes. If you come to know and read the historic truth of world history and Sumerian prehistory, you will be in the clear of truth. And when you die, you will be a good soul. And my friend, let's go on with this. Warning to not ignore world history record of only Elohim civilization. Not about the gays and the gay Christian church. Because when you say Christianity, you're talking about gay people. If you think you're a Christian and think that, oh, you're not gay, it is the gay salvation you have. That's true. And if you think I'm not telling the truth, well, talk to me then. Talk to me. Because I'm going to convince you. As long as you're going by words like I do. You know what I mean? Now, before I get further to this, I wanted to tell you about this Rago book. If you read this book and read about what the white people have done, just like the Pope said, they have done a lot of things to us over the past 2,000 years. Rago had to write about what he said concerning Jew and Gentiles. This author is saying that it doesn't make any sense that there
was the African people were Jews 2,000 years ago, and now they are no longer Jews. It don't seem to make any sense, because now those who say that they are the white people who turn Jews and kick the African people away out of being Jews, you know, why nobody don't see something is wrong with that? Rago say, these people now are saying they get liberated by God, you know, some in some modern time, and wondering, but, you know, if they are the people of God, why are they kicked around the way white people kick them around? If we, just, this is why I'm telling you, this thing about Jews and Gentiles is foolishness, because they say we were Jews and Jesus were Jews. You're getting it from white people writing that in a Bible. Don't write anything that is true. You see what I mean? So it is easier for you to dump the idea about Jews and Gentiles, because it is something that they lie about, and you're catching them in the lie, because in quite a few other instances, they are saying things contrary to, if we were really connected to a God that called us Jews. We there was never no Jews, neither white or African. These Europeans, they follow us to the Western world, and that was when they were capable of doing us more harm and to keep us under their control. Come on now. This is serious things, very serious things that we are dealing with. And if you are reading and catching on to facts of life, you will be all right. But if you're just believing them kind of things and hope that they are so, it doesn't make any sense. All right. So I'm telling you that Rago saw the same foolishness like I have seen, and I had to write a little excerpt into the Bamboozle book that I wrote, and really commend this writer for bringing out this point. We were never no Jews, right? And Semitic, I'm not sure that there was any Semitic people. You see, anything coming from white people, you don't believe it. Don't believe it, because they have you on a ground that is sodomy. Both Adam and Eve, that God, and that this false God. You can't find out that God is false, because if God knew that they were making Adam and Eve, they would make them, and they would be people who are smart. They were not smart. I mean, God, who said that they were good people when he created them, well, they didn't have they didn't have no connection with anybody to influence them against God. That never happened. So straight from the Creator's hand, who said Adam and Eve were good people. No talking serpent couldn't go there and fool them up. But beside all of this, there's more problem, because what the serpent said turned out to be true, that the day you eat of this fruit, God know you will be wise as gods. Not as God, but as gods. Elohim. So they twist up a time with the word God and gods. And this is this is a ton of confusion. So these white people have been making things up a long time because they don't have anything of themselves to create the kind of impression they want. So they begin to use Moses, Abraham, and all kind of a character of the African people to make up the Bible and then bring themselves in like they are created from Adam and Eve. And we don't find out. So Rago found out the nasty foolishness and said, it can't work like this. If they are the children of Abraham, oh, they've been kicked around the way, and God give Abraham assurance that he will protect his children. It never happened. And we have these old bunch of evil foolishness that being recycled over and over, and we're believing these things that don't make any sense. You see what I mean? Now, when they come with the law AD and Adam, that is something, is the worst thing that we have dealing with, is believing that these white people have a government, AD and Adam, they are under a new world order. Them fucking each other's asshole. Oh, where they come from with 1220 AD law that kill us? Nobody. All we can do is write about it. Come on! Get out! Get out! They have got to go because they don't have anything to prove that they are legit folks. A government and stuff like that. Come on. They are sitting out there and everything we own and say it's theirs. Come on! Don't believe anything these white people telling you. They come from Europe, and that's where they're going back. Lord, please. That's where they're going back. Now, listen to this. All European existing from 1.5 million years ago in Europe are to be expelled. You see, because they come in and behave like, they don't have any real reason why they come and invade us. We have to find out for ourselves because they lie about everything. These guys have nothing. And if you push them now and say, all right, show us how AD and Adam and Eve is real government. Prove that. Based on the time when you came about and based on the civilized world prior to you coming out 509 BC. Prove it to us. They will not be able to do it. And they are only surviving right now because we have not done that to them. You see what I mean? We don't bring up the requirement for them to prove nothing. And all our people have done so far is talk all kind of a different things. You know, it seems like they may be, they're trying to say something, but they have not put, they don't point onto the target. They have not hit the target yet. Look at Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela, if anybody was going to do something, we would look to Mandela because he was a lawyer and fighting for the cause, and he never do anything besides just help people to survive another day. But he didn't bring them anything besides that. So we have these faggots who come and invade and colonize. Now, why we were not able to see what they were colonizing and why and where they're coming from. We were not looking at none of those things. But now we do. because I am the least of anyone. And they cannot handle what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is true. They don't have any government. This Supreme Court where them have and stuff like that. It's not for our jurisdiction. They don't have any right to set up no. They don't have any right to be here. They in image. They don't have any right to be on our turf. That's the fact. Okay? We have jurisdiction for ourselves, and whatever we are reading, that's what it tells us. In the World History textbook, we have a government in the World History textbook. You don't see nothing for Europe into this textbook, civilized Europe. None. And those who settle up there are not civilized. They grow up uncivilized in Europe because that's what you read in the World History textbook. When they were leaving Africa, they were only making stone tool, and that's the end of the story. Okay? So what they're talking about government is simple because they done pissed in our brain, and we don't have any sense of what is right from what is wrong. We just surrender to them in everything, right? But it's not going to go like that all the time, right? It's the end of them and their foolishness. All right, so let me try to finish this. Order of Elohim, God. The Elohim gods, civilization, kings, law code, governs the entire civilization earth. Yes? It says, so we are saying that by order of Elohim gods, the Elohim gods, civilization kings, King's Law Code concerns the entire civilization earth. The uncivilized homosexual is about time for liquidation, for evil trespass of kingship government jurisdiction upon many, warning to depart. The consumption was warned about long time. You know, in Old Testament. Yes. World history safeguard against disorderly societal collapse. When it listed only two species, right? So the history safeguards us against disorderly societal collapse when it listed only two species. That's number one, the ID. Yes. Yes. The ID. Is. The ID is hominid primates of 3.5 to 4 million years ago. All right. Number two. Why sapien, 250,000 years ago, the Sumerian king list supplies all the institutional functions all existing only by the Elohim King's law code. All the above are brought upon the existence of the Elohim God's astrology. The astrological signs are the 12, 30 degrees sectors that make up Earth's 365 degree orbit around the sun. The signs enumerate from the first day of spring, known as the first point of Aries, which is the vernal equinox. This is what civilization is about, and these white people don't want no part of it because they can't live by it. You see what I mean? We must not be among these sodomites. They must leave us. We don't have anywhere going because we were properly given these places to settle. Okay? How did they get here following us and come and talking about they have a government called AD and Adamani set up by a Jesus Christ that never exists? Now, you think that these mad fucking asshole white European settlers will come and out of, as it were, nobody know or track them where they were, but this is what they come out and doing, and we are out of our mind, cannot remember where we come from and who we are, and this is what is happening now. So now I'm telling you, we have an opportunity to read and know the truth and know that they have nothing to tell us. So we have it all. We have it all right now. There is nothing that Poseidon is theirs, is none of theirs at all. They don't have any government to like compel us to go away from them. They don't. We have every single law to dash them in the ocean. Really. Not physically, but the language of everything we have really tossed these people into the wilderness out there. Okay? It goes on to say, the zodiac system was developed in Babylonia some 2,500 years ago during the age of Aries. At the time, it is assumed that precession of the equinox was unknown. Unknown to who? To white people. King's law, yes, King's law codes. Ernamu is the oldest known law code surviving today. It is from Mesopotamia and is written on tablets in the Sumerian language. 2150 BCE. That's our law. That's our law. These people ignore our law and decide that they're going to make up a new world over the establishment of civilization here by the gods. Imagine that. and they were worshiping the gods and all that. We need to take them in the deep water and drown them, because we have every single thing that shows we are in position from long ago. Where they come from with all of this, they do all these things because they assume that we will never come back to our senses from what they have done to us with their disease. We have the record of their disease, and that they come and colonize us without cards, because they think they are going to turn the world into sodomy. That's their thinking. Now, listen. Civilization violation. How old is Europe moon calendar? Do you know? Yeah, these are things they cannot defend themselves against. They need to go make up their own calendar in Europe, no place else. When I'm telling you, they must get out. And I'm looking forward to it. The Gregorian calendar was adopted by much of the Catholic Europe in 1582 AD. You hear that? AD Anno Domini, Jesus' year of birth. You know, Jesus never born, never exist. Talk about belief. Belief can't lead you to nothing that is certain. So they cannot show you no Jesus anywhere with disciples, or he called 12 disciples. None of those things are true. Which is non-existent, non-existent. Non-existent. Date. There is nothing to prove what white people say. Nothing. I mean that we must kick them out. Kick them out. AD Anno Domini is not government. They're not going to like talk about they have AD Anno Domini law, or you are bound by, you're not bound by any contract nowhere around the world by white faggots. You don't owe them nothing. Okay? And we getting up. The momentum is getting up. And they are going to find out that all they're talking about, their country. Oh, come on. Listen to me. They're getting it. We are the blaze of the fire. It's going to burn them to ashes. Because there are nothing at all in existence to save white people from being criminals and killer of the African people in all the Holocaust that they stage and kill our people millions and millions and millions. 70 million, 100 million in the Western world and stuff like that. How did they get into the Western world? You know where they were? In Europe. It's Europe they come from. How did they get here after us, after so many years, after they throw their blinking, what you call it, there into our brain? We don't know ourselves anymore. It's from that point on, 100,000 years ago, right? So therefore, they must stand trial on it here in some kind of way. But the point is this. From a distance, they need to just get up and go, because we don't want to be them. We have the lawyer to chase them out, because they don't have any law at all on planet Earth, you don't see. Null and void, white people have no government at all, because Jesus don't exist. I mean, it's their fault to use something like Jesus that don't exist. They cannot prove it. So how do you use a non-proven object to stage a government? You just don't do that foolish nonsense. All we do now is lift your voice to your God, your creator, for deliverance. Because, look, that's all we need to do is to know the right thing to do now. We don't belong to church. Get out of church. Find your life. Okay, if you want to be Christian, go to Europe. Now, it goes on. 1582 A.D., Anno Domini, Jesus' year of birth, which don't exist, which is non-existent to date. Uncivilized, though directed by Pope Gregory the 13th. These are sodomites, you know, I mean, fucking ass, I mean, European people who never have no civilization at all. You see, in the papal bull, Intergravissimus, which was published in February of that year, April 26, 2003. Listen, the amount of foolishness that these people have established to make it seem like they are valid, they are a valid nation, they are a civilized nation. That's not true. You see, and all that they set up that make it have the appearance like, oh, it is registered under Jesus Christ? Not here. I mean, not here. We don't have anything to honor for these fucking ass European. If that's where they leave from, we only know them to have make stone tools. We don't know them about their civilized human being. How did they get here? All right, that's what they're covering up. They're covering up. But the history is here to hold them. They are only stone tool makers. How do they get where they are? The problem. You see? We don't, until we open our eyes and see, these criminals will run free. You see what I mean? And I think they begin to see the handwriting on the wall. A blessing to you. And let's get some cooks out. Change is going to come.
But I know a change gon' come. brother. And I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me.